Good morning, podcasting morning chat. Today is Friday, March 15th, 2024. The Ides of March and Chris Vaglio's birthday as well. Today we are sharing our wins from the week and we're looking forward to sharing it with you. If you don't mind, hit the share button bottom left-hand side of the screen if you are listening live on Clubhouse. And if you're listening via podcast, please share this with a fellow podcaster. And then give us about 2 minutes and we'll get things rolling. Thanks for being here. Morning, podcasting morning chat. Thanks for being here on this Friday, the Ides of March. And also, as I said when we opened the show, it happens to be Chris Vaglio's birthday, longtime community member of this show. And yeah, so today we are, since it's Friday, we are going to share our wins from the week. I'm going to start probably eliminating the tease of the wheel of topics because we haven't really spun that very much. We may play some podcast trivia today. Maybe we'll spin the wheel, but more importantly, it's time to share our wins from the week. We believe it's really important to take a moment at least once. I think there could be an argument every day, and at least once during your week that you stop and recognize what you've accomplished. Sometimes that's going to be you landed that big client. Sometimes it's going to be that you were able to get out of bed and get your daily routine done. Whatever it is, we want to celebrate it with you. And bonus points, if it can be about podcasting too, if one of those wins can be something about your podcast or content creation journey this past week. And in the spirit of wins, the icebreaker question, you know, we have the Summer Olympics coming up. And it's actually, I don't know, a lot of, at least I know on the East Coast, it's felt like summer almost. Definitely spring and almost felt, it's almost felt like summer. And so in the spirit of the Olympics, if there were an Olympics for podcasters, what event would you win gold in? That's going to be the icebreaker slash question of the morning, in addition to asking you for your wins. So we will kick things off with Nick. Good morning to you, Nick. If there were an Olympics for podcasters, what event would you win gold in? Good morning.
Hey, good morning. If I were to win gold, it would probably be gold in the big podcast idea category. Like I always have a lot of cool ideas and don't necessarily always follow through. So yeah, that would be my goal.
I like that one. I think I'd give you a run for your money, but I'll give you the gold. That's fine. You can have it. Yes, I feel you, Nick. And I think Nick and I chuckle a little harder because I think we know that about each other. All right, Alex, good morning to you. And by the way, I should say to everybody, especially if you're new to Fridays, the way we do things is we will get to the wins and we like to start with our community members and then we'll circle back around to our co-hosts, moderators, depending on what format you're listening to, you can give them whatever title you want. So Alex, good morning to you. If there were an Olympics for podcasters, what event would you win gold in? Good morning.
Well, I know a lot of events I wouldn't win gold in, like the script. I had to stick that in there for you, Simona. I guess it would be, I'm sorry, I just can't think of anything.
You can't think of anything.
I'm like, you know, trying to podcast with your kid without killing her. There you go.
What were you going to say, Simona?
Oh, no, I did think of something. You know, going live. I love going live. It's so much fun. It is so much fun.
There you go. Okay. I love that. Again, another category I would want to give you a run for your money. And you win. Dominic, did you want to add something? Good morning to you.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's well. You know, Alex, I was just thinking about it. You may not necessarily get a goal for this, but at the very least, you should get honorable mention for passing the baton, if we're just sticking with the Olympic thing, as far as like, you know, passing the baton to Lucy as the next generation podcaster. So just thought I'd throw that in
there. I like that one. That's a good one,
yeah,
Dominic.
You already laughed at me, though. That's the problem.
Listen, that's what happened, sir.
Yeah.
Alex, you're reigniting the fire of the Olympics.
There it is.
That's me. I am it. Let me tell you. the Olympic fire is burning deep in my loins.
Okay. Let me move on. You know what? Here's what I want to do before I go to Simona. I want to go to Dominic since he chimed in and I know he's been traveling and I wanted to get a quick update. Dominic, how has South by Southwest been going? And how was, I believe you had a presentation or some kind, you were on a stage, I believe. So if you don't mind, please share.
Oh no, I'm actually back home. But South by Southwest was great. I was able to speak on stage with two rock star panelists. One was Chastity Jade, who she's a film editor and she worked on the film. And I always screw up the name of the title, Everything Everywhere All at Once. I think I got it right.
Yeah, I think you did.
So she did the editing on that film. And then also essayist and memorist Lita Seletsky. She wrote the book The Kneeling Man about her dad being an undercover cop and CIA agent and was there when King was assassinated. He was there, one of the first responses to that. And so it was a really great talk. People were super engaged. A lot of people asking about podcasting, man. Like podcasting is the new shiny toy. In media and stuff like that. So I thought for sure that Chastity was going to get most of those like Q&A questions, but most of them were about podcasting. So and they really liked some of the things we all said and things like that. And then I had a few meetings there at South By and got to take in a few of the other, like, you know, festivities and stuff like that. But for the most part, it was quite all right. Had a few hiccups here and there that I kind of talked about on social media, but didn't really get me down too much. But it was a great experience overall. I really enjoyed being there for the second year in a row. So hopefully we can make it 3 years in a row next year.
Right on. That's awesome. I'm glad overall it was a good experience. And I'll talk to you off air and I'm curious and you please don't answer this now. I'm curious if at some point you'll be open to sharing a little bit about the hiccups. I think it's important that we share the hiccups too. You know, we always are sharing about Dominic and his successes. And I think it would be interesting to hear a little bit if you're open to sharing about the hiccups. And it does not have to be today.
Sure. No problem.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you, Dominic. And by the way, I should tease that at some point during the show, you know, Chris W. was in the room yesterday and participating, and we were talking about avoiding alcohol when you're recording your podcast. And I had teased that I have some actual, unfortunately, some recorded evidence of me breaking the rule and having alcohol. I did pull a few quick clips. I had to do it on the fly because admittedly, I forgot until I was literally my head hit the pillow last night. So I left a note for myself and went through one episode, and I'll share a couple. Simona, good morning to you. And yeah, if there were an Olympics for podcasters, what event would you win gold in?
Gold medal in talking and bronze in bad jokes.
Oh.
See, it made you laugh.
Yeah. Bad jokes. Okay. What was the first one again? Talking.
Gold medal in talking, but not talking over my guests, just gold medal in. I just talk a lot. I'll just stop right there. You know what? I will share this. When I first started podcasting, I used to get so excited to talk to my guests. I mean, I'm still so excited to talk to my guests, but I used to get so excited that I would cut them off every 2 seconds. Like they would say something and I would want to reply. They would say something and I would want to reply, and I would. And then when I started listening to stuff back, I was like, oh my God, you sound so rude. Like you're just cutting people off left, right, and center, even though that wasn't my intention. So for about a year, I had to record myself on mute. Like when we were doing an interview, I had to stay on mute for quite a little bit, and until I could control my impulses of interrupting people. And so now I'm extra mindful of not wanting to interrupt people. And when I do, I feel really, really bad about it because I'm very hyper aware.
I actually really appreciate that you shared that, Simona. Thank you. And did you note, like, how did you figure that out? Did somebody like say, hey, stop cutting me off? Or were you listening back to episodes? Like how does that all break down?
You know, it was a couple of things. So the first one was I did all of my own editing, you know, at the time. And I would listen to it back and I could hear myself cutting people off. But then also you can see people's so I didn't record with video at first. I used to just do audio only. And then when I started recording with video, I started to see people's like body languages and the actual look of defeat on their face. And I would just jump in with a comment. And so like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And then that just really made me not want to continue doing that. So I picked up a couple of tips for myself. Like I would put myself on mute if I felt like I needed to interrupt. And then I would head nod a lot. Like if I wanted to agree with something, I would just like, it's like a bobblehead. Like I'd be like, yep. Anyways. So if I look back at somebody, even now, I still do it now. I like head bob a lot. Like I'm like, yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's also too a fine line between not letting the conversation drag on forever from the guest side, but also not interrupting them prematurely that you lose maybe the next cool thing that they were going to say.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, Simona. See, this is what I love about the icebreakers. You know, when I look at the question and I kind of say to myself, really? Olympics for podcasters? Yeah. I wonder where it's going to go. And we still are able to learn some things, even with a lighthearted icebreaker question. And I think that's really valuable. Thank you, Simona. And I see Chris Vaglio has entered the room. So happy 50th. To Chris Vaglio. Yes, I said it. No, we should not sing.
Okay, all right.
That's actually straight up rude. y'all got me up on stage and sang to me, embarrassed me, and then like Chris say, no, we're not going to put his feet.
Well, that's just right. That's called lessons learned, Sid. That has nothing to do with nothing personal. That is lessons learned. It did not work well the last time. And everybody flash an emoji for those listening live. Flash an emoji for Chris for his birthday. Show him some love, however, or a gif. Yeah, you can do the gifs as well. Give him some kind of love. I'm going to give you a rubber ducky, Chris, because it's just weird. And I don't know why it's even an option. Or it looked like a chick hatching or something. So maybe there you go. That's for the birthday. The birthday chick has hatched. Congratulations on 50th. Chris, enjoy the birthday weekend. Pretty sweet to have it fall on a Friday like that. All right, let's go to Sid. And Sid, if there were an Olympics for podcasters, what event would you win gold in?
Good morning, everybody. And I would win gold in most unusual niche.
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to think if there's anyone else in this community, at least that participates on stage with us. I think, yeah, you might win that category for sure. Office furniture. Yeah. All right. You win. You get the gold, Sid.
Okay. I love it. Can I have the bronze and the silver too?
You could be close actually. Yeah. I'm trying to, could anyone name somebody in this community that does something more obscure or even close?
The title of my show is impossible to search, but it's not a niche.
Yeah, right. All right. Okay. So, yep. Sid, you win all three. Congratulations.
So, Alex, thank you. Alex, there's your gold. You couldn't think of it a minute ago. You just said it.
You're right. I, as you said yours, I just every day you think of a great idea, Sid, and then I'm like, yeah, that's what I need every morning. Thank you, Sid.
Thank you, Sid. All right, Walt, we're coming to you. If there were an Olympics for podcasters, what event would you win gold in? Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Yes, I would compete in two, and I think they're actually very highly competitive competitions, but do believe in myself. I would definitely win gold in the doing too much competition. I know there's several others in here who probably compete in that, and along with the imposter syndrome battle as well, but I think I would take gold in that. You know, I'm a reigning champ in the imposter syndrome one, so got a lot of experience there.
I appreciate that, Walt. Yeah, and I agree. I think some of that is relatable, and I think you should squash that imposter syndrome thing. I saw it's a live interview you did last night, and I thought you killed it. I didn't see the whole thing, admittedly, and I saw a good chunk of it. And you killed it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you. Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. Shout out to All Gas, No Bricks podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, kudos to you. Great job. And I was particularly interested in your guest because he's from my hometown. So, or at least that's who he serves. I think he's from there as well. Is that right? What's his name again?
Santiago Maxwell or something. I don't know, but yeah, he's pretty cool. I met him at Afros and Audio last year, but yeah, he's someone who's interesting to kind of follow and watch. He is super local to the Baltimore DMV area, and yep. Occasionally have people from the outside, but he's definitely been growing the show organically without any tricks and has monetized it as well. Kind of pretty cool way to do so. But yeah.
Hey, and Walt, is that available? Like, did you save that and post that interview as well? Because sometimes lives, you don't have to.
Oh, well, that was his.
Oh, really. That was his. Okay.
Yeah.
But you're tagged in it, right? So we could find it if we find you at Instagram at BossLocks, BossLocks. If anybody wants to check that out, I'm sure you can find it. It was from Thursday the 14th, right?
That's correct. All right, cool. I think actually, you probably tagged my personal one. Mm. It's the great Walt.
Yeah. I'll link to it in the show notes. There you go. Thank you, Walt. Appreciate your share. And Dominic, we're coming to you. What would you win gold in for the Olympics for podcasters, Dominic?
I think it's pretty obvious. It's narrative or storytelling for sure. I so much so that I actually was on the way home last night and thought about an idea for one of the moderators on stage right now. And I literally just started writing it on the way home. So, yeah, little teaser there.
Yeah, I was going to say, now I think a bunch of us are very interested in hearing who it is and what the idea is. I guess you don't want to share.
Everyone's like, please let it be me. Please let it be me.
I guess that's so the way true. To find out, huh?
Yeah. And great point, Nick. That is a really funny point, Nick, because I definitely was thinking that. Please let it be me. Please let it be me. Okay, Cynthia, good morning to you. We are asking everybody, if there were an Olympics for podcasters, what event would you win gold in? Good morning.
Good morning. I would be cheering everybody on for the next great adventure.
Ah, so you would win for being a cheerleader, basically. Okay, I'll give you that.
Otherwise, you know, I'm going for bronze for procrastination.
That's a highly contested event. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people. Yeah,
I procrastinated putting together my outline for the new season, and so in 2 days I've written 8 episodes.
Oh wow!
So I procrastinate, and then it's just like it floods.
Then you crank it out after that. Yeah, I mean, I can relate. I'll just say that.
The bronze part makes sense now.
How come? Oh, because she was able to knock out so much?
Right, exactly, right?
Yeah.
But she procrastinated, so she couldn't get the gold. Did.
Exactly.
I did.
okay, so, all right. Give me, since for those listening live, give me a thumbs up. Let me look at the emojis. Hold on. Sorry. Bear with me. All right. Give me a thumbs up if you want to start sharing wins, or give me a fire sign if you want to hear some drunken Mark clips. All right. We got 2 fire signs, 3 fire, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Okay. Oh, Dominic. Dominic went against the grain. Okay. All right. I will play a few clips. This is from, believe it or not, 11 years ago, almost exactly. This is from Walt. I like your gif of fire. That's, yeah, appropriate. This was from the Mark and Lowell show. Definitely of all the shows of my own that I've hosted over the years, definitely the I'll say most popular. That's the one I talk about where, you know, we've had 1 million downloads. We went for many, many years. We've been on a hiatus and we're trying to bring it back. So the first few episodes, and I should also preface and say I was at the time full-time working for another podcast that was at the time one of the top 10 comedy podcasts on iTunes. And so you'll hear a couple of references there because we were kind of like a spinoff of that show. And anyway, so it was the first, I think, 3 episodes that we recorded. I wanted to, it wasn't that I was nervous, but I wanted to have a little extra liquid courage. And I thought it would be fun. And after 3 episodes, I was cut off. My co-host, rightfully so, said, "Mark, you can't do this anymore." And I mean, and imagine me trying to run this room intoxicated. It would be impossible. And it was just as impossible being a 2-man show as well. So this first clip is from the very beginning. We were chatting about our intro, which, and I'll play just a quick moment of the intro just so you can, you'll understand the reference in a minute, just so you get a feel for how the music went when we'd start. This is it. Yeah. Okay. Just a fun little ditty. Yes, it is safe to play. And by the way, a weird thing, once we, one of our listeners had discovered, I don't even remember what part of the country, this song was playing on some like pharmacy commercial for on a local TV network. All right, so here is me and my co-host Lowell. We are talking about the intro. We need to talk about that intro.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to stop it and start it again. Just listen to how slow and listen for slurs from yours truly. We need to talk about that intro.
Yeah, I don't know. We're almost there. We're not quite there. Is that right?
Well, according to you.
Well, no, the music was the only problem. I'm more than happy with Buzz's work. I think he did excellent work. I think, but you said we run into problems because we don't have, because right, the problems we run into if we play music that we have to pay for, right?
Right, exactly. I want to avoid all that, so I used some generic music, but I actually dig that tune. I was actually humming it before I called you earlier.
No, I like it. I'm totally
beep,
cool.
Beep, beep, doo, doo, doo.
How many vodkas have you had already?
Just one, but I will pour another right now for you. So fill some time. All right, so you can hear. So that was literally like the.
Oh my God.
That was literally the first minute or so into the show. So I had already gotten started, and I just quickly gave some titles to these. So I would. What's
that? I think that's my favorite line I've ever heard you say. Just one, but I'll pour another one for you. Right.
Oh, God. All right. And then this one is, I just titled it Liquid Courage, and you got to try this stuff. Here it is. But, no question.
Yeah. Well, easy. Easy. All right. There with the liquid courage.
Yeah. I've got plenty of that going on.
Yeah. Back off, Jack.
You need to try this stuff. Oh, this God. Vodka, this marshmallow vodka, it's damn good.
Oh, this God. Water is serving me just fine.
Oh, this water.
I'm a professional.
Yeah.
Look it up in the book. All right.
Which book?
The Book of Life. Dope.
Yeah.
Yeah. Listen. So we go out to eat. And every time we go out to eat,
okay.
It can be faster.
Okay. So there's that clip. And then, I only have a couple more. I have to share this clip. I have to give you some context because it might be a little surprising and jarring if you hear it. It's just a quick reference. So the backstory is Lowell and I went to summer camp together, sleepaway camp together. Actually, Amy, my wife, and I and Lowell all went to camp together as well. And our friends, particularly our friends on the other show that I worked for, used to find it very odd how much we talk about it, and also really odd that we would have these reunions where in the summers of several years ago, we would all meet back at camp as grown adults, and we would be teased that it was, the guys used to think it was like a sex camp kind of thing. They just thought it was just a bunch of adults getting together and having a lot of fun. So here's the clip.
People ask me if I went to like a sex camp.
Like hedonism.
Yeah, like, what?
Wait, listen to that again. Listen to how I say that word.
Like hedonism. Yeah, like, what?
A little slur. Yeah, I know. I slurred it. I know.
All right, oh, so God. Listen.
Okay, and then continuing the reunion talk.
They can't put their heads around the fact that we go to this reunion every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a reunion from our days as kids growing up. Why are you making that face?
Yeah, he was making that face because he... He was not pleased with me slurring the entire show. I'll play one more clip.
Our next segment is going to be with somebody we teased about last episode.
Oof.
Oh, I see. Lowell wants me to take a break, everybody.
Yeah, so Lowell was now holding up signs telling me we need to take a break.
That was the note. See, you are so unprofessional. You are so unprofessional. It is really unbelievable.
Lol, them's fighting words.
Yeah, them's is.
Unprofessional equals drunk.
Yeah, I think that maybe you need to stop with the drinking for the show. I don't think you need it.
Well, what I was trying to say. Right. So there you go. Okay. I've taken up way too much of your time. And I don't know. What's the lesson here? A, don't drink. And B, may I kid, maybe don't save those episodes if you do.
Are those episodes live?
Yes.
Oh, I think that's my favorite part.
Don't drink and podcast.
Don't drink and podcast. Thank you, Alex. Thank you for the lesson I was trying to find. Yes, don't drink and podcast. No.
Friday evenings are really hurting.
Cynthia, we are like tame compared to that.
In fairness, on the Friday evening chat, when Paula and I were at PodFest, we had one too many at the party and we joined your guys' Friday night.
Really?
And we were like...
Really? I can't believe that you guys are drinking. I didn't notice it at all.
Not even 1%.
I think that was a little bit of sarcasm, huh, Alex? Okay. So thank you for allowing me to indulge. And yeah, I try to be a man of my word. And when I say I'm going to share, I will share. That's the Mark and Lowell Show, episodes 1, 2, and I believe 3. So if you want to hear the disaster and hear a somewhat baby podcaster when podcasting wasn't terribly a thing, it was, but wasn't. Yeah, go check that out. Okay, Jackie, it's time to spin the wheel. I feel like I need a palate cleanser. It's time to spin the wheel. And Jackie, you are also welcome to answer the question. If there were an Olympics for podcasters, what event would you win gold in? So please share some wins, share your answer if you'd like. The floor is yours.
Good morning. Okay, so my wins are about to happen in 2 hours. It's my first support group that sprung from my podcast, and I will tell you guys how it goes next week. I'm super excited about it, though. It's a small turnout, but I figured that. I even like that better because it takes some pressure off of me. And also, the word just has to spread. But what I would win the award for is having 2 toddlers and barely any background noises in my podcast. That's what I would win the award for because that is a tough thing. And I have to congratulate my husband, the shusher on the other side of the door. It's a stressful job, but he gets it done.
I love that. That's a creative award and I think a deserving award. Yeah. And congratulations on your win, the win to be. I'm excited for that. Oh, and by the way, talk about background. We've got some beautiful bird chirping sounds from you. Thank you. It's nice.
Yes, the birds of Georgia. Sorry.
I love it. I love it. And how long did it take you long to prepare for the support group tonight?
Not really. I'm just going to go there and I have like some stuff that I want to just introduce myself and, you know, a little bit of my podcast, what it's about and why, I'm doing the group there and it comes out very organically. So in my mind, I have a couple points I want to hit, but it's really all about the people that are coming in. So I think I'll share a little bit of my story to get everybody warmed up a little bit. Cause you know, I can be, I'll use your words, very brave in telling exactly what I went through. So yeah. I don't want to scare people, but I also want to be real. So yeah, I mean, there's one thing I think I'm going to use, which sounds really corny, but I think it's helpful in a group setting is, do you want to be heard? Do you want to be helped? Or do you want to be held? And being held is just supported, right? So that's something that I'm going to place in every single meeting that we do, because sometimes you just want to spit it out. Sometimes you need advice. Sometimes you just need, you're doing a great job, or I've been there. So I really want to enforce that.
I love that. Thank you, Jackie. Yeah, definitely. Please come by Monday and give us an update. And if I forget to ask, by all means, please make sure to remind me because I do want to hear how that went. Congratulations on your win. I'm coming to you, Chris W. Welcome. Good morning. You are welcome to answer the question and please share any wins from your week. Good morning.
Hey, thanks. So
What was the question? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no problem. No problem. If there were an Olympics for podcasters, what event would you win?
Yeah, so as a hobbyist podcaster, I'd be thrilled to finish the race. And that's what I think I would do. I'd probably get a participation ribbon for finishing the race. Because I, you know, no matter what, if I've had too much to drink, my brother made me piss myself, I'm finishing the race no matter what. So that's the medal I would get.
I love it.
And it kind of goes in line with my win for the weeks. I don't know how, but we managed to post an episode, our post-Oscar episode on the Silver Screen Happy Hour this week. And I've got another one scheduled to post. And that all happened in the last 10 days. We managed to accept an offer on our house the day it was listed. And then we had an offer accepted on really our dream house. This is a custom built house just north of us, about 8 minutes north of us, but it's going to provide us all the space for our growing grandchildren, our growing family with grandkids and stuff. So my wife and I are kind of freaking out, and somehow we did all that and I managed to push through and get these episodes posted and scheduled. So win-win.
Yeah. Yeah. Congratulations. There's your gold right there. I'll just say it, getting shit done.
And thank you for making my day this morning. Those clips were gold.
You're welcome. I was going to say that might be the other gold medal you won, is getting me to play some drunken clips of myself. Yeah. Congratulations, Chris. That's an awesome win, and really excited for you, for your family. It sounds like an exciting move. So congratulations to you. All right, I'm going to go to Soda. Good morning, Soda. Feel free to answer the question of what event you'd win gold in, and also please share some wins with us. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'd probably win in adorableness because I have some pretty cute cartoons. So my win isn't totally podcast related, but it, like, the last couple of weeks I've been like really behind my podcast because I've been stressed out because some of you know I'm a landlord, and one of my families that I rent to like just hasn't been paying and hasn't been communicating, and I was gonna have to evict them and sell the house, but they finally paid me at least last month's rent. So and they said they would pay me this month's rent this week, so I don't have to evict them. And I'm really happy.
There you go. Okay. Oh, that definitely a win, because I'm sure you'd rather not deal with all the confrontation and stress of all that. So I'm glad that is working out. And yes, congratulations on your gold medal for cuteness. You've definitely made an impact in this room with your designs, with all the different animated versions of ourselves, our Powerpuff Girl look. Thank you, Soda. Appreciate it. And Amanda Yoa, good morning to you. Feel free to answer today's question and share some wins from your week.
Good morning. Happy Friday, everyone. Loved listening to everybody's shares of what they would be a gold medalist in. I would have to say for me, it would have to be, I'm going to take the female podium in the goal for storytelling. I think that would be my gold right there. And then I got a close silver for talking, because your girl's a talker, but I know Simona took the gold. So I will gladly stand next to her and hold hands representing the team of USA as we take the gold and the silver.
I'm actually in Canada, so
well, there you go.
Gold. We can have gold in Canada and we can have gold in the U.S.
I don't think that's how it works, but okay.
No. But we can still stand next to each other.
It's under the NAFTA thing, Mark. That's how
oh, I see. Okay. NAFTA, so. Okay.
And then my wins this week, I don't know if I think I did share this story where I deleted all my content.
Yes. Yesterday, yeah, I think.
That's my share for this week. You know, sometimes you have things that happen and, you know, you got to look at it from an upward angle, and it was a blessing in disguise. And also I was on Paula's podcast this week, so that was a win for me too. That was really fun.
I enjoyed listening to that, or watching and listening to that interview. Yes. Watched it on LinkedIn. All right, Yvonne, we're coming to you. And I should say this. If you're listening live in the audience, come up. Let's hear it. Share your wins from the week. And again, doesn't matter if you think it's no big deal, if it doesn't compare to other people's. That's just you judging yourself. I'm just going to say it. You don't need to measure the size of your win in order to determine if it's worthy enough. If it's a win, it's a win. And thank you for coming up here. Jason, we'll come to you in a minute. We're going to first go to Yvonne. Yvonne, good morning. Yeah, answer the question if you feel so inclined, and please share some wins from your week.
Hello, good morning. Okay, so answering the question, it would be one of two things. I'd either win the gold for making my guests feel comfortable. I get a lot of compliments about that after the interviews are over. They tell me how much they enjoyed and all that, and it seemed very genuine. Or then otherwise it could be the sliding in over the hood to get the podcast out the door just in time gold. That could be more on target. And let's see, wins wise, I'm so excited. I'm just going to call it a win in advance because it's actually happening tomorrow. But the work that I've done is already a win because I have my first ever, I've been wanting to do a workshop for forever. And I decided instead to do a play shop inspired by this living playfully challenge that I have been doing. I finally got the topic that I really wanted to do. And so that's happening this Saturday, and you guys are all invited to come and take part. It's 11 to 1 Eastern time on Zoom. You can wear your comfy clothes, bring something to drink and a snack, and it's going to be 2 hours of getting permission to play, because play is serious business, man. So come and join me, all right?
That's awesome. Congratulations, Yvonne. Yeah, making guests feel comfortable. That's one that's got to feel good, I would imagine. People complimenting you after the fact, after the show, saying how comfortable they felt. That's a huge accomplishment. And yeah, getting the episodes done and out the door, I feel you on that. And I love Play Shop. I think that's so fun. How do you feel like you'll make it different from a traditional workshop? If there was one thing that you're going to do that you know, it could also be the opposite. It could be like what you're not going to do that you've seen others do in workshops. So pick one or the other. What are you thinking?
Well, I'm going to try to incorporating some play in the play shop. There will be a spinny wheel to kick the whole thing off. So who doesn't love a spinny wheel, first of all? And I'll be taking folks through a couple of fun, playful imagination exercises, different things like that. So,
cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. Thanks.
Congratulations. And if you want to put a link in the chat, you're welcome to. And if you don't mind sending me that link, because I'll probably forget to go to the chat to grab it, I'm happy to put it in the show notes as well.
That is so kind. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. So let's go to Jason. Jason, good morning to you. If there were an Olympics for podcasters, what event would you win gold in? And please share any wins from your week. Good morning.
Good morning. Sorry, I had my mic muted. My gold medal for the week or whatever the time being is conquering the ego for podcasting. Being able to look at what you have already in place could be a hoarder's mess. So learning to clean up from where you're standing, not where you want to be, was my win recently. So me getting over my own ego and being able to look at, for example, my YouTube and like, now I understand why it's a mess. Now I understand why I'm not getting things with an assistance of a mastermind that I've been involved with the last couple of weeks. So that's my gold, I guess, conquering the ego in your content.
I like that answer. Thank you. And Are you open to elaborating a little bit more? What specifically? Because
sure,
yeah, go for it.
Sure. So I've wanted to re-dive into podcasting and YouTube. The biggest problem is the profession. You know, working in a legal profession, it's like 7 days a week. And though I may be on here listening a lot or sometimes talking, I'm working so much in the background, but when do I have time to sit down and work at my own stuff? And then when people ask me, well, how can I find you? What do you talk about? What are your niche? You know, and just being defensive and then advisory and just saying, you know what? Let me stop all that. Let me look what I have right now on my plate and see what's going on. And so a colleague and friend said, hey, let's look at it together. And here's what you got. And being able to sit and listen, not defend, not offer a comment, not offer any reason, just let it roll out, listen to a perspective that's not my own and see, is this true? Or am I just trying to fight against it? Or it's not true because there's no evidence, no body of evidence. So when you do that, you have to just be able to say, bite your tongue and say, okay, are there actions that I can start? And so when anytime you have to clean up a mess, instead of thinking about where you want to go, start where your feet are at and start there and start making space and work where you really want to be with that end goal in mind. So that's my win currently. And I'm in setting aside time to make that every single day. So if that hopefully answers your question.
Yeah, it sure does. I'm glad I asked it. Thank you. And it seems so easy, right? It seems so easy to be able to say, all you got to do is bite your tongue and not say anything and allow it to settle in, absorb. It feels like that's super easy. And at least for me, it's a practice. And it's one that I still practice to this day. So I appreciate you sharing that.
One last thing. It's important because I'm going through a phase of branding. I'm paying somebody to help me with my strategy and branding and building everything. And when you want to go from a hobbyist to a paid professional, in my opinion, you got to be willing to do that. You got to say, well, am I just part-time having fun? Or this is an outcome I can't see my life living without. So what I had to do in the last couple months is years worth of work that it's like, okay, the work wasn't for naught, but it's just now saying, okay, we got a whole bunch of piles. Let's just really put it somewhere where people can enjoy you and enjoy what you do and not make you an expert, but just the doer that everyone can get behind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. What's frustrating for me to what you're sharing is to hear how people and podcasters want to grow so badly. I hear it day in and day out. How do I grow? How do I grow? I'm not growing fast enough. I'm not where I want to be. And then when it comes down to investing money into this and taking it that much more seriously, there's a lot of resistance. And I do believe if you really want your podcast to be, say, or your content creation, your podcast, your YouTube channel, if you want that to be full-time, you got to put in the time and the money. I do believe that. I don't think a podcast, in most cases, hits that full-time true success unless you do really put in the work. And like I said, you do make the investment. It doesn't stop with buying a microphone. That's not the only investment, in my opinion, that you're going to want to make if you want to succeed. I don't know. Maybe some people would disagree. I don't know. But that's the way I see it. Podcasting is a business too. Thank you for that. Appreciate it. Chris Vaglio, the birthday boy. Happy birthday. Please, if you want to answer the question, share it. And if you want to share some wins, by all means, go for it too.
Sure. Yeah. Thanks, everyone. Good morning. Happy TGIF. Thank you, everybody, for the birthday wishes. So for the question about the Olympic medal, I would say I think that The medal would be consistency. I mean, Amanda and I have been doing the show every Song Swap Showdown every Monday since we started the show back in April of 2021. So the fact that we've been able to like make and to keep this going and be so consistent with the show, barring some, you know, taking some time off for holidays or vacations. But I mean, honestly, we don't really miss too many shows. So I would say consistency is the Olympic medal for us.
I like that.
That's what I would go with.
And I would definitely give you guys that gold. And particularly because you guys were pushing through some of the common struggles of growth, right? There were times where it just, you felt like it's just not growing and not moving in the right direction. And you guys didn't give up. And now your YouTube channel is, you know, continues to grow at a pretty rapid pace.
Yeah, it's going, man. I mean, it is definitely one of those things. So, I mean, we say it all the time, right? You just got to stick with it and listen to your audience. And if the audience likes certain kinds of content that you're doing, just keep doing more of that. I mean, really, I just lean more into that kind of stuff because the audience will tell you what they want. You know, I was watching a great video yesterday. You know, I watched the vidIQ stuff. So if anybody watches the vidIQ videos, they had a great statement because they were talking to one of the YouTube guys that deals with the quote unquote algorithm. And he said, you know what? People need to stop calling it algorithm and just start calling it audience, because that's really what it comes down to at the end of the day. And I was like, wow, that's really impressive. It was put things into perspective for me. So anyway, so yeah, listen to your audience, everybody.
Chris, I love that. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I'll comment after. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, of course. So I'll just say my two quick wins, and one win is, hey, I made it to 50. Holy crap, can't believe it. I made it to 50 tonight. But I was telling Mark, because Mark and I were texting, I said, and in true turning 50, I actually tried to stay up to midnight last night just to kind of count down the last bit of time I had left in my 40s, and I fell asleep before midnight. So there you go. In true 50 fashion, falling asleep before midnight. and listen, just piggybacking off the conversation that was just having, is I'm also super excited because I've been working on this for months. Actually, it feels like forever, but I'm officially ready to put out there in the world today. I am launching my Creativepreneur Masterclass. For creative service based professionals who are looking to take their business to the next level. So whether they're like just starting on their business journey, or they're you know, struggling, or maybe they consider themselves maybe an accidental business owner and they want to, you know, really get themselves going and get their business jump started. I basically have taken my 20 years of owning and running a creative video agency and created this masterclass for any creative service-based professional who really wants to get their business jump-started. So I am so pumped. I feel like I've been working on this for years, but really the last like 3 months, I've just hunkered down and focused on it. So I'm pumped to finally put it out there in the world today. So that is my big win. I'm like, because I didn't think I was actually going to be able to hit my deadline, and darn it, I did it. So
that's awesome. I'm psyched. Congratulations, Chris. That's really cool and exciting.
No, thanks.
Congratulations.
Yeah, I pushed through, man. It wasn't easy, but I am happy to finally have it up and launched, and I'm going to start promoting it starting today. So,
well, send me a link if you want me to include it in the show notes today.
Sure, I'll send you the link. Yeah,
happy to do that.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I talked a little bit about it on Soda's episode that's coming out today. So at that time, I was calling it a boot camp, but I changed the name to Creativepreneur Masterclass. So
sweet.
That's what it is now.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Chris. Enjoy your birthday, too.
No, thank you. I appreciate it, everybody. You guys are amazing. I love this group, and I just, you know, can't say enough great things about everybody here and all the support I've ever gotten from everyone here. So thank you, guys.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And the reference, you know, audience, not algorithm. I mean, I'm pretty sure I must have said that at least once in this room. And sure. And I so wholeheartedly agree with that statement. You know, if we want to beat the so-called algorithm, make content for your audience and pay attention to what they are interested in. Pay attention to the content you're making that they're responding to. You do that and you don't ever have to think about the algorithm again. I'm going to go in this order before we continue on with wins, because I see Alex has got his hand as well. I'm going to go to Walt because I saw his come up a moment ago, then Cynthia, then Alex. Go for it, Walt.
What's up, everyone? Excuse the music at the gym. So that's my first win, actually going to start his morning workout. So I could win Sexiest Man of the Year award. But another win actually came from I interviewed a host of a newer podcast from the Black Information Network and iHeart Radio. They reached out to me. They found me from my website, my podcast website. But also, it went out this week. Also got a write-up published in this podcast publication. But my actual win is I woke up this morning with a text from her just saying thank you for it. She really appreciated the write-up and enjoyed the whole conversation and everything. So she just reached out randomly to send that. And I just felt good because I think most of my why for doing or my goals really right now is just to build relationships with people more than like following and stuff like that. So it was just like a cool moment to be like, oh man, she really appreciated it. So that's my win for this.
Right on. Congratulations. I wasn't expecting you to share your wins. I thought you had an actual comment, but yes, congratulations. And that's the link, right? That I have here shared. Is that the link? Walt?
Yep, that's the link.
All right. Yeah. Walt's heavily in his in the gym right now. Yes. It is loud in there. And congratulations, Walt. And I will make sure to include this link in the show notes as well if anybody wants to hear it. Man, it was noisy in there. All right. Thank you, Walt. Appreciate it. Cynthia, did you want to comment on something?
Did I wanted to comment to Chris when I recently I started back on the psychic circuit where I was doing readings at different psychic fairs and holistic fairs. But before my first one, I received from the lady who's the event planner. She sent me your Rock On workshop, so that I would know how much I should charge. I thought that was very interesting. And I was fairly close. So thank you.
That's awesome. I'm so glad to hear that. I'm glad that you're fairly close. So perfect. Mission accomplished.
So cool when that happens, when something gets shared like that, right? Or it's just totally random. And yeah, you know each other. That's cool.
Yeah, no, that's amazing. Thank you so much for letting me know that. That just made my day even better. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, did you want to add something?
Yeah, I was waiting for my phone to click on. But I've known Chris for a little bit, and we've kind of been in the same networking circles. And I'm just so happy that he's back doing what he loves. And, you know, it's weird because when I first met him, it was like, he's a podcaster. What the hell is that thing? And now I'm in the same room with him talking about what he was doing. And I'm just, it's just so ironic. But, you know, the other thing is going back to the in-person stuff, I asked Stacey kind of is spearheading this whole Clubhouse / New Jersey thing. And I'm just really grateful for that, because I'm trying to do some other stuff, and it's nice to be able to call people that are local and get feedback, because, of course, you know, the New Jersey is different than everybody else, as you all know.
Of course.
So, yeah. So it was just kind of it's just really I'm really happy for you.
I think that difference is the smell, isn't it?
I know.
I'm kidding.
I better not say that.
I'm kidding. I kid because I love. All right. I'm going. Let's see. Yes, I did get to the people I said I noticed wanted to chime in. I'm going to go to Brian to see if he wants to share, and then we will get some rapid fire shares from our crew. Brian, good morning to you. Do you want to share any wins from your week?
Morning, Mark. Yes, I do. First, I will share that I shared this in the room the other day. I made an intro video on my YouTube channel, And I got a few more subscribers this week, so I'm happy about that. Also, a win. I actually did see Chris last night. I was at a local restaurant. I was actually looking for a young professionals group, and I didn't find them right away. And being the nervous wreck that I was, having driven 45 plus minutes, I wound up seeing the other group that had an event there, the New Jersey Ad Club. I wound up hanging with them and say a huge, huge thank you to them for taking me in, their hospitality, their warm welcome, and then stumbled upon Chris before I went to the Young Professionals group. I totally forgot about the birthday, didn't know that it was coming. We acted like there was nothing special coming along the way, but otherwise it was great to see you, Chris, and great to meet some people from the Ad Club and the IFMA Young Professionals group that I later saw there. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right. I'm going to go to our moderators. The way we do this is rapid fire. Simona's going to share her wins. She'll pass it to Sid and so on until Alex, and then Alex will pass it to me and I will take us home. So with that, Simona, go for it.
Oh my goodness. I honestly wasn't prepared for this, even though we've had an hour. Can we go to Sid? Can you come back to me?
Yes. Go ahead, Sid.
No, you've had an hour. Like, come on, girl. You've had an hour.
Okay. Personal win. I have been dog sitting 4 dogs plus mine. So 5 dogs total. And they're all still alive. They're all cute. And nobody got into a fight. That's a win.
That is a win. That's a great win. Simona, thank you for sharing that. Did you follow up from yesterday?
No.
So you have made a decision.
That's gonna be a conversation for a different day.
Okay.
I do have a solution. I have a solution, and I can keep you all posted if you.
Okay. Yes, I would like. Thank you. All right. I'm sorry I interrupted the flow. Sid, take it away.
So, most of you know I'm at a real estate event in St. Louis this week, and my first win is, wow, I've learned so much and met some amazing people, but the real win is, yesterday afternoon, I got to hear a speaker talk about his journey and all the challenges that he's had in his journey the list goes on from when he was 15 to even continuing today when he's 27 years old. And his fight has been to get his American citizenship, a green card, or working papers. He came to this country when he was 15. And every time he turned around, somebody told him, no, he couldn't do this. He couldn't do that. He couldn't get a driver's license. He couldn't get a job. He couldn't go to college. But yet he accomplished all of those things. And he said something in his speech. And he actually has testified in front of Congress about illegal immigration and, you know, what it means and all these kinds of things. He actually got to meet President Obama as well as President Biden. And this is a really empowering story. But he said something, and he said, when one door closes or when the door closes, jump out the window. And I thought, wow, what a great message in not giving up. This kid, this young man has had adversity since he stepped foot in this country at 15 years old, not by his own choice, by the way. But he didn't let adversity stop him from pursuing the American dream. Today, he is a multimillionaire. Even though he has no documentation, he's a multimillionaire. He owns like 40 or 50 plus houses. He owns a business and a real estate company, but yet the adversity is still there in front of him. He's living the dream without actually having a green card or being a citizen. And I think that message of when the door closes, jump out the window is for all of us in our journeys and what we go through and the struggles of being a podcaster or a content creator. So I will leave you with that. Walter, Walt, you already shared. So yeah. Dominic, take it away.
Let's see. Wow. It's kind of hard to come behind, but I'll try. Lots of wins this week. So many. Spoke at South by Southwest, had a great time at South by. Conversations were had, offers were made, nothing was signed because there's more meetings to come. So I'll leave it at that. And lastly, many people don't know that I used to do an entrepreneurship podcast years ago. Startup Life, 340 episodes, the whole thing. And I did the last episode on May 28th. May 28th, 2021, I did the last episode of the Startup Life. And this past week, it charted on Good Pods at number 25 in the entrepreneurship category. And so, like I said, I haven't made an episode in almost 3 years, and here we are charting on Good Pods. Just goes to show that, you know, I guess great content, you know, kind of ages nicely, I guess. So those are my wins this week.
Thank you, Dominic. Cynthia, did you want to share?
My win is my procrastination that, you know, produced 8 episodes for my first season. So thank you.
And Alex?
My wins are, well, the first win was Friday night when Paula kind of had me talk to the head of PodFest, and, you know, a couple of people had helped me kind of put that together, and I got that out the door. So I put the application in. Pretty excited about that. Professionally, it's been a great week. You know, you talk about the sales funnel. Well, it finally funneled. And, you know, this is where it all kind of came, all the ships came together. So it was a busy week. And my last win is in my profile, there's a sketch, and we're going to be doing a poster for season 1 of the show. And it's kind of like a tribute poster. And I have a good friend of mine who did it, and we're going to hopefully be selling it and to the fans and make a couple of bucks. So pretty excited about that.
Awesome. And I see Dominic wanted to say something. Go ahead, Dominic.
Yeah, really quickly, one last win. And Alex just reminded me. So this today at 10:30 Central, 11:30 Eastern, Kendra's going to do her first IG Live for the B Word. And it's moderated by none other than Paula. So there you go. So be there today on IG. So.
And what time?
11:30 Eastern, 10:30 Central.
Awesome. Perfect. Because that won't conflict. I also, and I'll definitely make sure to check that out if I'm not pulled away before then. And at 1:30 PM, I am going to be on an IG Live with Lloyd George. Lloyd is one of the committee members and my partner in crime with this event coming up for our community and others in June, at the end of June, Empowered Podcasting Conference. And we're going live just to chat about anything content creation, and I'm sure we're going to chat about the event. And everybody, please forgive me. I know we had said the website was going to be out and ready to go earlier this week. It just took a little bit longer than we thought. I can tell you that several of us has seen it, and we know that everything is set up. We were trying to get a little bit of feedback before making it go live. So I assure you, it's happening, and you'll be able to register next week. And do I have any other announcements? I don't think I do. So listen, the main announcement is we're back again Monday, 7 a.m. Eastern, as we are every Monday through Friday here on Clubhouse. And 7 a.m. Pacific time is when the podcast episode is released. And remember to join Alex, Cynthia, Paula, and the gang for the Friday evening chat, the podcasting evening chat, tonight, 9 p.m. Eastern, only on Clubhouse. Until Monday, make it a great weekend, everybody. Take care.